hey. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Next weekend sounds great. I think the party at that place would be amazing. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay, sorry. What did you say? Yeah, I can't hear you, my housemate is. My housemate is acting up again. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna call you back. Hey. Okay, seriously. What's your problem? Well, I'll let you guess what you're doing wrong. You were interrupting me while I was on the phone. Yeah, get it through your thick skull. You were interrupting me while you were really being really loud, doing the dishes. You started doing them at precisely the time that I was on the phone. You're doing it on purpose, aren't you? Oh, boo-hoo, it's a small house that we have to share. You noticed we had a lot of dishes, blah, 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 and you wanted to do them. It wasn't on purpose. You just noticed that we had a lot of dishes. Oh my gosh. Stop with all the stupid excuses. Just admit it. You're not lying? Yeah, right. I know you just want my attention, but this is not cool. You're purposely trying to get on my nerves. Like, come on. You expect me to believe that the second I get on the phone, you feel like doing the dishes, the loud, annoying dishes. It's just way, way too much of a coincidence. A little pathetic, if you ask me. But perhaps it's my fault as well. We've been roommates for a few months already, and I haven't properly established how I want things done here. Yes, I expect you to obey me. We might be roommates, but we aren't equal. I'm the boss here. You have to listen to what I say. And if you want to act like a brat, you will be punished accordingly. Got that? Oh, why did you start blushing when I mentioned punishment? Do you have a dirty mind or something? Believe me, I can make the punishments hurt. This isn't a joke to me. I take my role very seriously. Oh, you didn't think you had a role? Well, you are living with me, aren't you? You need to know your place. Do you at least agree on that? Good. So from now on, I am the dom, and you are the sub of this household. You will do as I say, and you won't complain. Is that understood? Great. And now, first order of business. No interrupting me when I'm on the phone, my pet. Do you like that nickname? Yes, I have to agree. I do see you as a bit of a pet type. Someone who blindly obeys their master. Would you agree? That's what I like to hear. I want you to always be willing to do what I ask. So then, you interrupted my phone call. I'll have to continue it again soon. So you have to, pay for that, don't you think? Mm-hmm. It's only fair. So for now, continue the dishes. Then, you will do all the other house chores. After that, I will reward you for your good behavior. What do you say, my pets? Mm-hmm. We were splitting the house chores before, but I think this type of work suits you better. You don't disagree, do you? No reply. We will have to work on that. I want yes or no answers, pet. So get to the house chores. I might be a bit controlling and bossy, but I do give amazing rewards. You want your reward, don't you? Or do you still feel like being a brat or defying me? Good pet. That's what I wanted to hear. You do want your reward after all. That's why you didn't say no to doing all the chores. Am I right? Yes. Of course I'm right. And, personally, I think having discipline in your life will be for the best. You need to learn to behave. Do just as I say, and you won't have to worry about making any decisions anymore anyway. The ones you've been making have been questionable. So, just let me control you. It will be better for the household if you just blindly obey. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we have the main rules out of the way, you can get to your chores now. I'll see you later for your reward. Well, hello there, pet. Why have you come to me? Is everything clean? Did you do all the dishes, vacuum, and mop the floors? Mm-hmm, you did. What about the stove? Did you clean it? Did you wipe all the surfaces? And what about the bathroom? You did all that as well. I see. Even gave the toilet a thorough cleaning. I'm very proud of you, pet. You're learning to obey so quickly. Very impressive. You were very thorough. So you deserve a great reward, don't you? Here, let me invite you to my room. Yes, you've never been in here, have you? Come, sit next to me on the bed. It's comfy, isn't it? Rest your head on my shoulder. Just relax. Let me pet your hair. Good pet. Very good. Good pets are pampered like this. See how nice it is when you obey? So much better than making me angry, making me disappointed. Yeah. When you're a good pet, you get rewarded. It's so much more satisfying. It's a much better existence for you, isn't it? To be obedient. To be mine. No more acting out. No more interrupting. Just belonging to me. Serving me. Being rewarded for it. Let me own you. Let me own your entire being. But now that I think about it, I don't own your body just yet, do I? Mentally, you have submitted to me. You have agreed to be my submissive pet. But we haven't done anything to make you submit your body, have we? No, we haven't. Hence your blushing. Yes, I feel for you to be properly obedient to me, you have to have given everything to me. Your mind, your soul, and your body. So, what do you say? Take off all your clothes. Let me take you. Make you mine. Make you truly mine. That's a good pet. Now, let me explore your body. It's my property after all. Glide my hands over all your parts. I love your shoulders, arms, chest, abs. You have a nice butt too. Nice and firm. Your legs as well. Everything is mine. It's all mine. How does it feel when I explore your body with my fingers? It's a bit tingly, yeah? I know. I like to see what I'm working with. Are you hard for me? Do you just want me to hop on then? Don't mind if I do. I think it makes more sense for me to be on top anyway. Are you comfortable on the bed? Yeah? You're rock hard. I think I could just slide on your cock easily. Now, let me hold on to your shoulders and adjust myself. Ah, a perfect fit. Was it a bit tight? I haven't had an obedient sub in a while. I suppose I'm a bit tight. But the more I ride you, the more I'll loosen up. Do you like this rhythm? Not too fast. Good pet. Let me use you. Oh, your cock feels so good. Sitting in your lap, riding it. Yeah. Nice bouncy bed. Does it feel good for you, pet? It does, doesn't it? Get used to this. Your body is mine now. You're gonna have to serve me whenever I want. And I have quite a high sex drive. I might demand you multiple times a day. Are you ready to serve me that much, pets? Multiple times a day? Can your cock handle it? You're gonna have to do some training. Gonna have to learn to take it as much as I demand. Be my obedient pets. My cock slave. Oh, I think I'm gonna orgasm. Oh yeah, just like that. Yeah. Hope you don't mind I squirt on your cock. Oh, did you come? Oh, I thought that was just my squirt. Then, that was a good first time, I'd say. Quite successful. So, it turned you on enough that you came. At the same time as me, basically. A naughty pet, but quite eager. I do enjoy that kind of attitude in these kind of scenarios. Why don't you clean this up? Just add it to your list of house chores, I guess. Your service belongs to me after all.